wasibulala kwenye njalo webeke mnatheni uLoach wajibuka jumbekele njani ngaphandle Stuart Baxter webeke mnatheni uThembosi Loach kumsuzu wamashumi mane 40th minute
Sokala Duma Radio.
When Bafana Bafana wins, even the commentary voices change. I mean, who would have thought Bafana qualified for the last 16 with just 3 points, one goal scored and 2 goals conceded. We had the hosts, Egypt, standing in our way. Coach Baxter had to make some changes. In fact, we asked for those changes. The fans asked for those changes, and Sir Baxter, as many will call him, he made those changes. Thembinkosi Loach, the fans called for him. The legends, the likes of Matthew Booth, called for Loach. And boy, didn't he just deliver. Didn't he deliver that goal that took us straight to the last 8 of the Africa Cup of Nations? Lebo Motiba, did he not deliver that assist? Uzungu, Tau, Ronwen Williams, all the Bafana soldiers contributed. Anyway, a very big thank you to the evergreen and well-known Mthuthuzeli Scott from the national broadcaster SABC, delivering his art in isiXhosa, making sure that, as always, he delivers top-class commentary to the fans. And one of those fans who was in a celebratory mood is part of the Sokala Duma Supporters Club, and he joins us on the line. Machaks, welcome to SL Radio.
Thanks very much for invitation, and I'm saying hi to everyone.
Has it sunk in? Has it sunk into your head that Bafana are through to the last 8 of the Africa Cup of Nations?
So far, my brother, I cannot say much, but I'll just like to congratulate Bafana on their good performance against Egypt. But what you are saying to me, indeed, it hasn't sunk in, because we didn't believe Bafana can do it, can take the host out of this AFCON. But what I can tell you is I think the approach was also as well. It was a very much different approach than what we did against Ivory Coast, Namibia, and also Morocco. But it was really a good performance by the guys. I think they showed hunger, a lot of commitment, unlike the previous game. But as you are saying, I couldn't believe that they could take Egypt out based on the performance of Bafana Bafana before. But now, you know, I believe in Bafana Bafana, and I think they'll go all the way.
I mean, what do you think helped this time around, though? I mean, against the Egyptians?
Come again?
I was asking, what do you think helped Bafana this time around against the Egyptians?
I think that aspect, because people didn't give them a chance. They wanted to prove that, you know what, they could do it. You know, they can make it happen. So I think even the players themselves and the coach itself, they changed the strategy and everything. So they believed in themselves and say, people didn't give them a chance. Like, guys, let's go out there. Let's show them that we can beat Egypt. So it was all about the players themselves and the coach believing in themselves and trying to fly the South African flag very high.
The calls for Thembinkosi Loach to be introduced seem to have worked. He is the one who got the winner. But who were some of the standout performers for you on Saturday?
Okay.
I was saying the calls for Thembinkosi Loach to be introduced seem to have worked wonders for Bafana, who already got the winner for Bafana against Egypt. But in your opinion, who were some of the standout performers for you on Saturday against the Egyptians?
You know, I didn't want to single out a player because they all came to the party. You understand?
Sure,
so
sure.
I thought that the players, they told themselves that, you know, guys, we are all going to die on the field of play. You know, from the goalkeeping department towards the striker. Everybody could see, man. You could see everybody wanted to play. Everybody wanted to prove that they can beat Egypt. But it was a collective. It was not all about Loach or Mthiba and so forth. But as I'm saying as you, everyone was you know, was ready to die on the field. I don't want to single out any player, but you know, all of them, they played very well. But you know, in football, you must all, you all the time tend to say, okay, Loach will score the goal, Mthiba is an assist, and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
People will talk about it. Yeah, credit to them as well. But wholeheartedly, I'm like to say, credit to the whole team.
Yeah.
They played very well. They played their heart out, because the football is not all about individuals. It's about collective, my brother. So I'm there like to say, big ups for everybody there.
And up next is Nigeria. How do you think we will fare against them?
Let us not underestimate Nigeria. Let us not, say to ourselves, we'll beat Nigeria, easily. But it's going to be a very tough, and it's not going to be easy. Nigeria is a tough opponent, as a Nigeria, we have unfinished business. Remember back then, 4x4, all those kind of things. Now, we just want to try to rectify those mistakes that we did before. But as I'm saying, we are going to make Nigeria pound for pound, and I believe in the guys. If they did against Egypt, you could even see the guys Madagascar.
Yeah.
Whoever thought Madagascar will go into the quarterfinals. So, Bafana, we believe in them. So, against Nigeria, it's not like we are underestimating Nigeria.
Mm.
They are a very good side as well. But we should make them pound for pound. One thing that they should do what they did against Egypt. Don't allow the team to build, especially from the back going forward, because they will always kill you. How do you beat Barcelona? Is by not giving them a chance to play. So we are not going to give anyone, we are not going to give Nigeria a chance to play, especially from the back. It's very, very difficult to give any country a space to play, especially from the back. They will kill you. So we are going to make them pound for pound. We are going all out. We should die on the field because this is our chance. This is our chance to rectify our mistake. This is our chance. Not to talk about the 1996 squad that took the AFCON here in our home turf. So we are going out there, my brother. We want to see Bafana in the final by hook or crook.
Machaks, bye-bye, Dad. Bye-bye. Let's move on to other fans and hear what they got to say. Drive safe, Mhlekazi. Nkosi kakhulu.
Viva Bafana, viva all the way to Egypt, my brother. What I can say right now, too, I'm saying to all the fans to say, guys, you know what? Catch me there. Catch me live. Now I'm saying right to my brother, let me break the news. Catch Machaka live.
Hey, Oh, Selo Machaka. Yeah, prominent Bafana supporter. I mean, you can tell he is over the moon. You can tell he is excited. He is so excited. I mean, who isn't? Well, the celebrations and the excitement doesn't end there with Machaka. We had a couple of voice notes from some of the happy Bafana fans, and this is what they got to say.
Sokala Duma Radio. Yeah, ish, what can I say? What I saw yesterday was unbelievable. Even now, I just can't believe that what I saw. What a performance.
Bafana, they were on fire. On fire from Mabena to Bafana. Baribaiti, yeah, back in the years. Babuile, but strong. I hope they keep up the good work. They keep up the pace. By Twitter, because, no, get late. Get happy, so.
Bafana played very well and must be happy about their performance overall. Yesterday, last night, they were deservingly winners in that game. The approach was very good. Everyone was on toes and we're happy about the results. Thanks to King Lodge, he's the best boy.
Bafana's performance was very good. The team was organized. We played very, very well. We thank Team Nkosi Lodge. Let's see going forward what's going to happen. Good luck to the boys. We're behind them. The nation is behind them. Let's rally on. Let's soldier on, boys.
If they can keep up this work rate that they put yesterday, I believe that Nigeria will be in walkover. Now. I don't know whether they were playing like that because of the introduction of the sensational Thembi Nkosi Lodge. Nyoso. On our thing. I don't know. But if this is how they play when they're under pressure, they better be under pressure every game.
Man, I'm happy with Bafana performance. The team was well balanced. The midfielders and defenders, they were connecting very well. I'm happy with Zungu, the combination of Zungu and Mkotso. They were very, 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 very disciplined there, the center, together with Den Ferman. And then I'm very happy with the way Percy and Lodge connecting together, man. Yeah, we are looking forward for the Nigerian team. Yes, the coach then, we were not happy when he was putting Thembi Lodge on the bench. But now he listened to us, support us. We believe even in this coming game, you're going to bring us the team that is ever hard to win. The team is in a good shape. We are happy. Viva Bafana Bafana. We are going forward with Bafana Bafana. Yes, Lucky. What are you saying, my brother? Oh, yes. We are happy as Bafana Bafana. Shaba Bafana Bafana. Shaba.
Yeah, the performance that was given by Bafana Bafana was a great performance. My wish is to see them continue with the same performance that they did Because now to play a defensive football and then by the end of the day you're expecting to win an AFCON or to be in the semi-final. So you weren't going to make it. As long you can play in attacking football. I wish Mr. Baxter would realize that the attacking football is the one that's going to take us further, the one that's going to make us to win the AFCON. We can win the AFCON.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Shapa Bafana Bafana Shapa, that is what some of the fans are saying, and some and now they suddenly believe that Bafana can go all the way to the semi-finals and the finals, or maybe even better, win this Africa Cup of Nations for the first time since 1996. That was the last time we won this prestigious trophy of the African continent. Well, we also managed to cross over to Egypt and spoke to our very own reporter from Kickoff magazine, and that is Lorenz Kohler. And this was our conversation.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Joining us now on the line is Lorenz Kohler, all the way from Egypt. He's from our sister magazine, Kickoff. Lorenzi, a very good morning, my brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks to Bafana Bafana, of course. The weather is even feeling better after that win.
Are you saying the weather is much better? It was a bit warmer before the game, eh?
Yeah, obviously the excitement of Egypt possibly winning the trophy in their home ground maybe made the weather a boil a bit more here in Cairo. So we've made the place a bit cold.
Yeah. Lorenzi, look, take us through the moments before the game, bruh. Take us through the moments before the game. What was it like? I mean, you were in that stadium in front of a packed Cairo, 75,000 spectators. How was it like?
Yeah. Look, Shane, I arrived at the stadium 8 hours before kickoff.
Wow.
So I needed to do that because the Egyptian press is obviously, there's limited seating for them, even for the media, even if you have accreditation.
Mm.
So I went there, so I immersed myself in the entire day. And look, the fans even came out 6-7 hours before kickoff. And it was absolutely spectacular from the moment I arrived. The families were coming through.
Mm.
The ultras were there with their drums. They were singing songs from early in the day. And look, I spoke to so many fans. None of them saw this coming.
Mm.
None of them. I asked them, don't you think it's a possibility of Bafana winning today? Don't you think what Sundowns did to Al Ahly can be replicated in Cairo today? What they did to Zamalek? They said no.
Mm.
They said no. No chance. This crowd is our special weapon.
Mm.
Salah and Trezeguet will finish off Bafana. Bafana haven't been playing well.
Mm.
And I was like, look, I'm telling you, Bafana will shock you guys. And they said, no, it's not happening. The day progressed. The stadium started filling up. It was out of this world. Like, you couldn't hear a thing. I couldn't hear myself speaking to my fellow colleagues from South Africa. It was about, let's say, 50 South Africans in that stadium, including the media, up against 75,000 odd. And I honestly feel there were more fans than seats in that stadium, because even on top of the roof, there was people.
Wow.
Like, it was crazy. It was a red sea with just a dot of yellow in that entire stadium. They were all rallying behind their team, and they were very, very, very confident of obviously toppling Bafana and sending them home.
Mm-mm. And you are talking about 75,000 people who were making a noise. You are just saying you couldn't even hear yourself speak. Now, that goal came in the 85th minute. Temigosi Lodge silenced the whole stadium. Now, after the game, how was the mood?
Yeah. Look, when that goal went in, it was the most surreal moment of my life. I haven't experienced anything like it. It's like I stood still. As Motiba played the ball to Lodge.
Mm.
Like, as a South African, we had no doubt that goal was going in, but we obviously couldn't believe it. And I was next to my fellow journalists, and you could hear Lodge, you could hear Mokocho, you could hear Motiba, you could hear us screaming among 75,000. Just take that into consideration.
Wow.
You could hear the South Africans screaming amongst that. That just shows you, you know, there's those horns like the vuvuzelas that they heard. It was nobody was blowing it.
Wow.
It was just South Africans screaming in that moment. And Lorch even said he didn't even understand that it was a goal. It was surreal. Mm. It was really surreal. And what can I say? Like, it was honestly just one of the most indescribable moments.
Wow.
The mood from this Egyptians, it was just shock, disbelief, anger, sadness. There were people crying. There were people kicking bottles. But after the anger, after the shock, they all acknowledged that Bafana played one of the most amazing games in the history of Cairo International from an opposing team. Mm. They acknowledged that we deserve to win, and they acknowledged that they will rally behind Bafana because we earned the respect of Egyptians on that evening.
Wow. And this is a team that hasn't lost in Egypt in more than 3 years. That is why they couldn't believe that they lost to Bafana Bafana. I mean, this was a shocker. This was a shocker, bruh.
Yeah, yeah. The press didn't even have questions.
Wow.
For the manager in the press conference. They were just angry. They were saying, "How do you feel embarrassing the nation?
Mm.
What? Why did you pick these players?" That was just a 30-minute onslaught on the manager, and they've thrown everything on the manager and not on the players, and it was just, I don't know, like. It's just difficult to describe what happened.
Wow. Now, let's get into the game, Lorenzi. Let's get into the game. I mean, Coach Stuart Baxter.
Yeah.
The fans were calling for the changes. I mean, everyone, every South African were calling for the changes, including politicians. They were calling for those changes. And Coach Stuart Baxter responded. Coach Stuart Baxter responded. He made that change. He brought in Thembinkosi Lorch. But before we speak about Thembinkosi Lorch, what was the key to victory?
Yeah. Look. 3 days before the game, I think it was just after the day after we qualified for the last 16.
Sure.
I think I told you that Bax is confident. I told you Bax said with you before, and he lived up to his word.
Mm.
He said he knows Egypt's not been playing too well. He's identified the weaknesses because he's watched Egypt closely.
Sure.
And that's one of his key strengths. Like, he knows how to analyze opposition.
Mm.
And if you think about these days at Kaizer Chiefs and at SuperSport,
sure,
it wasn't always the most flash football. He was good at winning cups.
Mm.
He was good at game-to-game basis and tactically setting up his teams. And look, he said Egypt is gonna throw bodies forward. They're going to get frustrated, and we're going to capitalize. And what the players and what both coaches said is that they're going to press high, they're going to make things difficult for Egypt, and they're going to not allow them to play. And with that, there will be opportunities to score the goal. And that's exactly what happened. So, look, it was no fluke. Honestly, it was no fluke.
Mm.
It was methodical planning. Ronwin told me they worked a day before the game so meticulously on their game plan.
Sure.
And they executed to perfection.
Wow, bruh. That was some victory that no one couldn't believe. Now, tell us about Mo Salah. I mean, everybody's been asking, where is Mo Salah? I don't know, has Sifiso Tlanti emptied his pockets? Because we believe he's there, right? In Sifiso Tlanti's pockets.
Look, we were very critical about Tlanti before the game.
Mm.
We told him, hey, Tlanti, what do you think of your performances? You've been losing possession. Your free kicks haven't been good.
Yeah.
You haven't been good defensively. Furman and Mokocho, Ekana have been bailing you out. Tyson and Butle have been bailing you out. He's like, yes, he understands, but he's learning.
Mm.
And football is about learning. You rectify your errors. You come back stronger.
Mm.
He was he was actually quite arrogant in the way that he spoke to us. And he said that, look, it's a different game.
Mm.
And when you come up against the best, you lift your game. And that's exactly what he did. There were some nervy moments in the game where Furman also had to bail him out. But Salah was nowhere to be seen.
Wow.
He left Salah in tears after the 90 minutes. That's something to do because he just won the Champions League. He's the reigning CAF Champions League, CAF African Player of the Year.
Mm.
And he's possibly one of the top five players in the world.
Yeah.
And for a PSL player to achieve that, it's something.
Wow, bro. That was really something. And most people couldn't believe it. But now, let's talk a bit about those tactics that Coach Stuart Baxter used. I mean, we saw Bongani Zungu, he played in the game against Ivory Coast. We saw Percy Tau has been playing all the games, but that introduction of Thembinkosi Lorch, how vital was he against the Egyptians on Saturday night?
I think his pace, his work rate, and the way that he also stuck to the tactical game plan of pressing and also falling back when need be to help Planty was so important.
Yeah.
I spoke to Motiba today in the hotel and I asked him, was Lorch a key factor into the improved attacking display? And he said, it's just that Lorch brought more energy, right? So it allowed him, Percy, and obviously Lorch to get into the faces of the Egyptian defenders.
Yeah.
To lead from the front. And also on the counter, you know, his pace is electrifying. He's unpredictable. The Egyptians didn't know who he is. So he often swapped around with Percy on the wings throughout the game. And Percy just looked like he was enjoying himself. He had the freedom. And he also, his work rate was second to none. That's one of the biggest things that impressed me. Percy's work rate of coming back, helping him tease it. And look, Motiba's had his critics, but his first touch was impeccable all night. He held the ball up well. He was just the perfect foil for Lorch and Tau to express themselves. And obviously, we can't forget about Furman. We can't forget about Mokotjo. We can't forget about the entire team.
Mm.
Zungu probably had one of the best games he's ever had in Bafana colors. Mm. Everybody was just perfect on the day. And we have to give credit to Stuart Baxter. We criticize him when he gets things wrong, but we need to give him credit when he gets things right because he got everything right to the very last detail.
Wow, bro. That was one of the best victories for us as Bafana Bafana. But one last question before I let you go. Soon after that game, we haven't even slept because the game ended at around 11:30. But at around 12 midnight, we hear that the president of the Egyptian FA has resigned. And before he resigned, he fired the whole technical team of the Egyptian team.
Yeah. Look, Aguirre was hired after the embarrassing World Cup exit where they lost all three games.
Mm.
And he was supposed to lead them to the next World Cup. So that shows you what Bafana did. Wow. He was given the faith to lead Egypt to a new era, to Qatar 2022. And they felt that this is one of the most humiliating defeats in Egyptian football history. This is their worst AFCON since their worst AFCON as hosts for the last 16 exit because three of their last four, they won it.
Yeah.
Three of the last four that they hosted, they won it. So immediate action had to be taken. Otherwise, the Egyptian fans wouldn't be happy. So he obviously recognized that Aguirre has failed the EFA. He has failed the nation and himself out of the equation as well so that Egypt can go into a new era because it wasn't just that they lost. It wasn't just the manner in how they lost as Bafana deservedly won, but it was also the controversy surrounding Amir Warda and the way that they connected with the general public and how they disregarded the opinions of the fans. Like South Africa's been critical, the public's been critical of Bafana, Egypt has been even more critical. And I felt that this decision that Amir Rabu made after the game was less recognized us. So this is our decision. We're going to go to a different era now.
Wow. Lorenzi, man, let's speak again on Wednesday ahead of the big one against the Nigerians. Otherwise, man, thank you so much for speaking to us here on SL Radio.
Thank you very much for having me on your show. I'm really excited about that. And I'm going to get some good coverage for you guys. And I'm excited to be back again on Wednesday.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
You are still tuned in to Soccer La Duma Radio Live, Monday, 8th July, and we are still discussing Bafana Bafana, and we've already spoken to some fans, we've heard some of your voice notes, but we still had to go far and speak to some legends of this game, and we caught up with former Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates goalkeeper, a former Bafana Bafana international himself, and that is John Tlale, and this was our conversation.
Soccer La Duma Radio. Soccer La Duma Radio.
Now joining us on the line is a former Mamelodi Sundowns and Bafana Bafana goalkeeper. That is John Tlale. Legend, welcome to Soccer La Duma Radio. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, my brother. And you?
Very well. And I hope all South Africans are happy this morning. That win over the Egyptians has really fired up the South Africans.
Yeah, we know we're all happy, my brother. You know, the ball surprised us. You know, they did very well. Mm. And, you know, they gave us that hope that anything is possible, you know, which means they can even beat Nigeria. So we are hoping that we'll get through and then go to the semifinals.
You know, we are all still in that celebratory mood. How would you describe that win over the weekend?
No. It was one of the best win regarding the fact that, you know, you're playing in front of a lot of Egyptian supporters, you know. So it tells you that anything is possible. If we can beat Egypt in their home soil, it tells you that we can even beat Nigeria, you know, because now they are not from Egypt. No, it will be African continent that they are meeting there.
An unexpected win, some might say. But for you, as Ujon Tlale, did the win shock you?
Yeah, no, it's not a shocking as such, you know. But as long as there's two advisors, they will pick the right players, good players, and the right team. I think everything is possible. You understand, my brother?
Yeah.
Because we've been all crying for Lodge to get an opportunity to play. Mm. And he played and he put him and he scored the goal. So it tells you that, you know, they must just give everyone a chance to make sure that whoever can play, they can stamp his authority. So that's what Lodge did, you know, on Saturday. And we're proud of him, even Bafana Bafana, the whole team.
And what do you think we did differently this time around?
We stick to our culture. You know, we play combination. We rely more on combination play.
Mm.
We rely more on our speed. We rely more on our skill. So, hence, I'm saying to you, that's what gave us an advantage over Egypt. And we turn their defense. You know, we play behind the defense. We made the defense facing their post. So, I think it was difficult for them, you know, to stop us.
And you spoke about Uthembinkosi Lodge. Do you think that that change by Coach Baxter, especially the introduction of him, Uthembinkosi Lodge, was one of the major changes on the day?
Yes, it was, my brother. Because the result, reason being, even could see that Pesitao was himself, you know.
Mm.
You know, the understanding among themselves, you understand?
Mm.
The speed that they rely on, the skill, you know. It gave us advantage, and then we could see that the Pharaohs they didn't know what to do to stop us. So I think that change, it was a vital change. It gave us an edge, you know, going forward.
The combination play on the day, the combination of Percy Tau, the players we just mentioned now, Uthembinkosi Lodge, there was also Ulebo Motiba, the much criticized striker. Why was this performance? What do you think took so long for the players to gel together?
I think, you know, South Africans, we rely more on our skill.
Mm.
You know, and the more we have the ball, the more we don't get tired. The more you have the ball, the more you frustrate the opponent. The more you have the ball, the more you create more chances. You understand?
Mm.
So I think if we can look at the Egyptian goalkeeper, it was one of the busiest. And then it tells you that, you know, we're playing our normal style of play. Because of now, everything, whenever we get the ball, we create those spaces. Even Lebo Hamutiba was more mobile than the past three games.
Mm-hmm. And now we are coming up against Nigeria on Wednesday, a difficult side. How do you see that game panning out?
Let's attack more like we did.
Yeah.
Let's force them to defend, you know, because the more they defend, the more you're going to play on their half. You understand?
Mm.
You mustn't go there and defend. But as long as you keep the same team that started against Egypt, it's going to give us more advantage because of now the boys are confident. You know, they are willing to win this game, you know.
Mm.
And we have got nothing to lose now. Regarding the fact that we're already out of the tournament, you know, we get there through the window and then it gives us advantage saying that, you know what, we're already out. Let's give our best showing that, you know what, we can surprise anyone who comes, you know, facing us.
Mm-hmm. And the Nigerians have been saying, you guys, the class of 1996, were lucky they were not there back then when SA won the AFCON in 1996. But now we face them. How do we beat them and silence them for good this time around?
No, as you saw the past game, you cannot rely more on the past game. But we've been giving them a hard time, you know, because if you look at the Nigerians, they are big, you know, their structure, they are very slow, you understand?
Yeah.
And they rely more on the real balls and set pieces, you know.
Mm.
But I think our defense will be able to marshal that defense, making sure that, you know, they stick well. And then Femen played very well.
Mm.
He must go at that's a marshal, his midfield, and make sure that he's killing that defense very well. And I think that will give us advantage.
Mm, yeah, and talking about that advantage, I mean, what would you say we have over them going into that clash on Wednesday? What advantage do we have over them?
The advantage is that, you know, our boys are motivated, you know, and after beating Egypt in front of the crowd, it's going to give us advantage. And our speed and skill is going to give us more advantage and creating more opportunities and then make sure that we convert those goals.
And would you expect any changes from Coach Baxter on Wednesday?
No, no.
And how far do you think you will go in this tournament, whenever, John?
I think we can even reach the semifinals.
Wow. legend. Let's leave it just like that, my brother. Thank you so much for taking your time and speaking to us on SL Radio.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
A very big thank you there to the legend of the game, John Tlale, part of the team that won the Africa Cup of Nations for Bafana Bafana back in 1996, giving us his opinion on the Bafana win against the Egyptians over the weekend. We also managed to get hold of the man of the moment through our reporter Lawrence Kola in Egypt. In a press conference after the 1-0 win over Egypt, Temigosi Lodge spoke about his game and his goal against the Egyptian. He also spoke about what Coach Stuart Baxter told them ahead of the game and how his patience finally paid off in that game. This was Temigosi Lodge.
Sokala Duma Radio.
It was difficult to play against Egypt in their home ground, you know. But we had a plan, and I think our plan worked because the coach told us we must press them high. And if you saw that they couldn't play, they were always kicking the ball forward. And even the goal, we got them from transition, you know, and we managed to get the goal and we settled down. I had to wait for my chance, you know, to. And when I get my chance, I have to use it. And that's what I did, you know. And I think I wanted to make the supporters happy, you know, back home, you know. And obviously my family, you know. Yeah, I think they were disappointed, you know. After scoring the goals, no one was shouting. I thought, no, it wasn't a goal, you know. And when I looked there, the ref was pointing at the center, you know, yeah.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
And in that same press conference, we also managed to get some words from Coach Stuart Baxter, where he spoke about his excitement on the win against the Egyptians, his tactics and plan against the Egyptian defense. The coach told the media how proud he was of his players and how the Egyptian fans made his players nervous ahead of the game. And this was the conversation.
Well, we set up to press higher than we pressed in other games. Difficult for the front players because at the same time I asked them to press, they had to try to screen the through passes into the midfield players and the strikers. So it was a difficult job they had. So, but they did it very well, and the support they got and the moving from side to side when they got through that first press, the moving from side to side. The lateral moving was very good, and if they got past that line, then we had to drop quickly and establish a compact block. And I think even that, they did very well. I think the boys, you know, we say sometimes that African players can't be tactically smart. The Northern Africans usually are much better than the Southern Africans, but I think the players, they showed a masterclass. So it was excellent. Obviously very, very pleased with the outcome of the game. We had 3 days to put together a game plan for the game. I think the players did really, really well. They had to play in a very brave way to press high against such a good team as Egypt. But for me, that was the only way we could win the game, because if we allowed them to build possession and get the ball into their best players, then we would have massive problems. So it took courage from the players, and I thought they did really, really well, and I thought we had reasonable control of the game for most parts. To get the goal and then make sure that Egypt had to come even more, that was obviously what we were looking for. But very proud of the players and very pleased with the result. Probably the most important thing was to play a game that I don't think Egypt expected us to play. They would have expected us, I think, to play deeper And therefore, I wanted to press higher and try in that way surprise them with that game plan. I think we did it very well, and I think it did surprise them, and I think that helped us to get a foothold in the game. To compare results is very difficult, but if you knock out the host nation in front of about, I don't know, 80,000 people, and I think I can just congratulate Egypt on having unbelievable supporters, and it must rank very, very high for them. It was very important that the Egyptian team didn't build momentum and get the full support of the crowd. The crowd, I think, during the game, even though they were very, very vocal, even they can feel a little bit nervous because the game was an even game and it wasn't, Egypt weren't just rolling over us. So that was one of the intentions we had, but they can always support South Africa if they want. We would love to have some support. Yeah, the support that the Egyptian national team get is incredible. Should be proud.
And another player who put in a solid performance over the weekend was goalkeeper Ronwen Williams. Lorenz Kola caught up with the SuperSport United man who spoke about his improvement on his game. He also mentions the improvement on his goal distribution and how it felt keeping a clean sheet for the first time. And lastly, he talks about the confidence that coach Stuart Baxter has instilled in him. And this is Ronwen Williams.
Now, obviously, I feel much more part of the team now. Since Coach Stuart Baxter's taken over, we've kept the core of the team and we know each other much more better now. Before, I used to be in one camp and out, you know, for a few months and then in again. So, you know, the players didn't know me that well. They don't know what I could do. And obviously, the Brazil game, you know, that was a huge step for me. You know, I was 22 years old, you know, play against world stars. So, you know, that wasn't easy, you know. And, yeah, I mean, I've always believed in myself. I knew if I thought, you know, I'm not good enough, you know, I would have retired long ago. But I knew that a performance like I've been showing recently, I knew that I've got it in me. It was just a matter of time of having that one, you know, game. And I think the turning point for me was Paraguay last year in November. You know, when I played second half, you know, and I kept the clean sheet, my first clean sheet for Bafana. And, you know, that was a turning point for me and for the coach as well. You know, I spoke to him after the game and he told me that, you know, it is possible. I can play at this level. And, yeah, I mean, ever since then, you know, whenever I came to camp, you know, I had the right frame of mind. Even when Itu was here, you know, I wanted to play, you know, and, you know, I've just been positive, you know, and obviously my family and friends, you know, and teammates who know me well, you know, always encourage me, you know. So, and obviously Coach Stuart as well, you know, I've worked with him before, you know, and he told me, you know, if I didn't think you were good enough, I wouldn't have called you up, you know. So that coming from him, you know, just made me work even harder and believe in myself. Definitely, it's improved. I've always been, you know, a good kicker of the ball. You know, I could strike the ball a mile, but, you know, recently, past few years, I've been trying to be more accurate. I mean, it's becoming a trend now in world football, you know, where goalkeepers, you know, sweeper keepers are, you know, starting attacks, you know, short and long, you know, and I learned from Kune, working with him here, you know, I saw the way he does it, you know, and I mean, it takes big balls, you know, to play those balls straight down the middle, because if they intercept it, you know, it's coming straight back at me. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's just with confidence, you know, and belief. And I think that is one of the factors why I think, the coach has played me, because, you know, he's been telling me, you know, to use my quick distribution, you know, and do it, you know. And I mean, I've been getting a lot of encouragement from the players as well. They like it, you know, the strikers like it, you know. So, yeah, I must just, you know, fine-tune it, you know, and, you know, continue doing it. Yeah, I mean, it's obviously nice playing against, you know, these world stars, you know, but I think, you know, our game plan, you know, was perfect. You know, we nullified the threat, you know, of him. I don't think he played the way he would have loved to. That's, you know, purely because of, you know, the game plan that we had and what we wanted to do. We wanted to press them high, you know, not make them play these easier balls through to him. So, yeah, and I mean, the coach was just happy. You know, he was very happy that, you know, we had one day really to, you know, to perfect that game plan. And, you know, he was just happy that us as players, we done that. And, you know, it shows that we believe in what he told us. So, you know, that's a confidence booster for him as well, that, you know, he's got players that believe in what he's doing. You know, you can see our structure now. If you're sitting up there, you can see what formation we're playing. You can see the structure. And before, you know, we would just want to play when we have the ball, you know, but there's a lot to football than just playing with the ball. You need to defend, you know, and yeah, I mean, the structure is perfect and you can see, you know, that's why we don't concede as much goals as before. You know, the structure's there and everyone believes in it.
And that should be that for today. We have unfortunately come to the end of the show today. Thank you ever so much for listening. From myself and my producer Simon Strella, I am Shane Matsoyane. Goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.